This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and resident young person Calvin on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have about 8 minutes left via the Civic Media app to text the word PINE, P-I-N-E. PINE is the word for this hour. To text in via the Civic Media app, we're playing for $100 in cash. Ooh. That would be nice right before Christmas. I'm sure you could use it. $100 in cash every hour that we play, though, in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. It's either that $100 or you could win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone who enters is going to be in the drawing for the grand prizes. There are 8 of them, including espresso machines, which also would be a nice Christmas gift.
Ooh.
A snowblower, that wouldn't be too bad. A nice set of luggage, and much, much more. So text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word PINE, P-I-N-E, for $100. All right, it is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today it is the Nopesferatu edition. Headline reads from IndieWire, for $20,000, you can sleep like Bill Skarsgård in Nosferatu, a full-size replica of Count Orlok's sarcophagus bed, are now available for sale. Yes, you heard that right. The upcoming horror film Nosferatu, going back, and that's one of the earliest vampire movies, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the first horror movie.
The first horror movie. That it was black and white and pretty scary.
Yeah.
They have a new version coming out this month, Nosferatu. The sarcophagus bed, thank goodness, featured in the movie is now available for fans to purchase everywhere. A full-size replica of the one used by Bill Skarsgård's Count Orlok on screen. It's actually handcrafted from premium materials and sits on a wooden base with intricate carvings. Hence the $20,000 price tag. The Focus Features says in an email, this highly collectible sarcophagus also features a distinctive interior with a custom fit mattress and foam lid for easy opening at sundown.
I feel like we're doing an ad for this now. Like
the Nosferatu sarcophagus bed weighs 250 pounds, is sanded and hand coated, comes with a numbered certificate of authenticity. You got to make sure that it fits, though. The outside of the sarcophagus, including lid and base, measures 97 inches long, 36 inches wide, and 46 inches high. That is a pretty roomy coffin. But if that's your thing, I can't bring a friend. And the lid closes.
Well, then I'm in.
Right?
I mean, my goodness.
What are you going to do with it if the thing doesn't close?
I wasn't going to buy this piece of garbage until you said the lid closes. My goodness.
$20,000, and this can be yours. It would certainly make for a very unique Christmas gift. I'm not quite sure what message that would send to your loved one.
I mean, it would make it, like, I hope you sleep tight.
This couldn't happen soon enough.
I was just trying to help.
Just a thought. Nosferatu, the newest edition, premieres in theaters this Christmas. Nothing says Christmas like a nice creepy vampire movie.
The original came out in 1922. It is 102 years old.
Wow. Wow. It also stars, along with Mr. Skarsgård, Nicholas Holt, Lily Rose Depp, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Emma Corrin, Ralph Ineson, Simon McBurney, and Willem Dafoe.
Of course it's got Willem Dafoe in it.
That's right in his alley.
He's always in the movies, and I'm happy about that. I'm here for this. I paid $20,000 to hang out with William Dafoe.
Well, if you want to check it out, you can Sleep When You're Dead.
Yeah.
For $20,000, sleep like Bill Skarsgård in Nosferatu. Have fun.
Let me put it this way. If I spent 20 grand on a coffin bed, I would probably be murdered by my wife. So I would have the perfect place, you know,
to go to rest.
Exactly.
That's nice. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Neil Unwitz is going to be joining us. He is with National Security Leaders for America. Mm-hmm. And he wrote an op-ed a couple of weeks ago about how to deal with the incoming administration.
Nice.
He's got kind of a slightly different take on things.
Gotcha.
So that should be interesting. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Just got on the books this morning.
We just got her book today. She will be here at 11:21 and then 11:30, as he is every other Thursday, all things sports with Acme Sports Company's Paul Noonan. And we will be talking about Aaron Rodgers.
He has opinions on Aaron Rodgers.
It should be a great, great show.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.